Gemara in Daf Lamed in Ksuba is quote Rabbi Nachman ben Akona Shita. Rabbi Nachman ben Akona holds that the rule of Kamli B'Dirabne applies not only to someone who's Chayiv Misas Bezdin, but even if he's Chayiv Koris, even if he's Chayiv and Onesh B'Dei Shamayim. Then the Gemara in Lamed on the Bay says it's Mahogas Abayin Rava, whether Rabbi Nachman ben Akona said his halacha even to Misa B'Dei Shamayim as well. What's the din of Zar Sha'ochel Truma? Should we say Rabbi Nachman ben Akona limited his halacha to Koris? If someone is Chayiv Koris and Maman at the same time, from the same Eis Averus, so then he's quite different from Maman. But for Misa B'Dei Shamayim, then he'll have to be Chayiv. He'll be Chayiv in Misa B'Dei Shamayim, he'll be Chayiv in Maman too. Or do we say no, that he's Potter even by Misa B'Dei Shamayim? Rabbi Nachman ben Akona not only said his halacha of Kamei B'Dei Avinei, his special new halacha of Kamei B'Dei Avinei by Koris, but even by Misa B'Dei Shamayim as well. That's dependent on the Mokar. If we say Rabbi Nachman ben Akona derived his halacha from a Gzereshav of Asam Asam, Ma'asam B'Dei Adam, Ma'asam B'Dei Shamayim, so it sounds like anything B'Dei Shamayim. But if he derives it from a Pasuk, V'Chirati also Mikarev Amo, Omer Torah Koresh Elik Misa Shalachem, so then it sounds like it's Dafka Kotz. What's the Nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Says the Gemara, Zar Shachot Shumma. Ma Yikav Ben Rava La Abaye, Yikav Ben Ayo Zar Shachot Shumma. Zar Shachot Shumma B'Mezid. Zar Shachot Shumma B'Shogeg, everyone says it's Chayiv, for different reasons we discussed. But Zar Shachot Shumma B'Mezid, that's the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. La Abaye Potter, the Rava Chayiv. Rava says Rabbi Nachman ben Akona doesn't hold a Kamei B'Dei Avinei by Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So Zar Shachot Shumma is Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Of course, he'll be Chayiv in Mamon too. Abaye says no. Rabbi Nachman ben Akona holds a Kamei B'Dei Avinei not only by Koris but even by Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So he'll be Potter over here as well. He's Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim, so that'll Potter him from the Mamon. That's what the Gemara says. We spent a long time discussing this case. Abaye says that Zarish Ochel Tshuma is going to be Potter. But Ochel Tshuma B'Shogeg is going to be Chayim. We discussed, Kamei B'Dei Avinei, in that case, should it apply, Chiyuv Kapara, etc. A whole give and take with that Tosis Deir Maskel Zar. But the Gemara continues with a very, very important question. Let's look at the Hemshech of the Gemara. Rabbi Potter, Omer Rav Chista, Modi Rav Nuchani Ben Akona B'Gonim Chalba Shal Chavera V'Ochlo Shul Chayim. Rav Chista says that Rabbi Nachman ben Akona will admit that if someone steals chaylev shel chavera, again, someone who eats chaylev is chayiv koris. So the cholkim against Rabbi Nachman ben Akona would say there's no kamei b'dei avinei to talk about by achilas chaylev. You're not chayiv misas bezdin for that. You're chayiv koris. Right? If you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv koris. If you do it b'shogeg, you're chayiv carbon, right? So, Ochal Chaylev, there's no Misas Bezdin for that. Rabbi Nachman ben Akona, though, says that there's Kamei B'Dei Avinei even for Chiyuvei Koris. Oh, so you think that he's Potter from the Mammon, Zokter of Chista? No, Rabbi Nachman ben Akona admits that Gonev Chavo Shel Chavera V'Ochlo is Chayev ben Mammon. Amazing, right? He's Chayev the Koris, and he's still Chayev the Mammon. How can that be? Kamei B'Dei Avinei. Rav Chista, no. Alma de meyidna de agve kanya. Mishchaya benafsho lohava ad ochele. Rav Chista's yisod is that kama b'diravamine only applies if it's b'idna, if the two chiyuvim are simultaneous. They gotta come together. Uvas achas. B'idna. Simultaneously. The guy does one nice avera. It's the Pashup Shah, one said, it's Chayiv two things, but it's Be'idna, because everything, the Chi of Mammon and the Chi of Misa, are coming to Vasachas. But if you can split them up, if you're first going to be Chayiv Mammon and only then Chayiv Misa, that's not Be'idna. If they don't come simultaneously, how can I say, come and be around? It's doch ridiculous. Right? Someone's Chayiv Mammon, someone steals from someone else, and then if he's Mechal Shabbos later, he'll be Potter from the Mammon. That doesn't make any sense. Gotta come with Asachas. We'll see later that it doesn't actually have to be the same Maisa there. The Din of Kamei B'Dei Avinei can apply even if there are two Maisim, but they occur simultaneously. But they still have to occur simultaneously. You can't do a Maisa there that's Chayiv Mammon, and then a couple of days later do something that's Chayiv Misa. That's ridiculous. We're not going to pop you from the Mammon. That's That's Rav Chisna's Yisam, that you need Be'idna in order to say Kamei B'dir Avinei. So it says the Gemara, same thing over here. Hachanami Be'idna Da'ag Be'kanye, Eschai V'nafsho, Lohavi Ada Ochilei. Abaye says what? Rabbi Nachmanim Ben Akana will hold a Kamei B'dir Avinei by Zar She'ochel Chuma. Zar She'ochel Chuma is the same as Yisrael She'ochel Chayla. It's the same as Ochel Chayla. It's Kohen Yisrael, doesn't matter. Chuma and Chayla are the same thing. According to whom? Abaye. One is Chayav Karet, the other is Chayav Nisim Deshamayim, but Abaye says Rabbi Nachmanim Ben Akana equates the two, so there's no difference between them. So if you need be'idna for ochal chela shalcha gonev chalba shachavera the ochla, you need be'idna for zar shachal chuma as well. And you don't have be'idna. Check the Gemara. How can Abaye say Rabbi Nachmanim Ben Akana will part of his zar shachal chuma? It's doch not be'idna. That's the kash. One the shakash. It's not be'idna. You first chayev mamon for taking the chuma. You have to pick it up before you eat it, right? That's what the Gemara assumes. So your first chayiv mamon for what? For gzeila, right? He's a gazlan, and then he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for eating of the chuma. It's not beidna. It's not beidna. We can't say kamei b'dei avinei. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara works very hard on this kasha, very hard. I'm sure you work hard in seder also, just to understand what the Gemara is saying. Very complicated cases the Gemara is giving to try to figure out that the two are going to come simultaneously. But there's a lot of lumda shit. It's worth the effort. There's a lot here in this sugya. Let's take the time to understand what the Gemara is saying, what the Rishonim say on the Gemara. And we'll see it's very, very beautiful. Very beautiful svara, very beautiful, beautiful lumda sugya. So what's the answer? So first the Gemara suggests the following. Hachav ma'eskinam. Ki'on shetachav lo chavera letoch piv. You know what the answer is? The answer is he didn't look at it before he ate it. Here's an opinion. He didn't do a gzela. His friend stuffed it into his mouth. Ah, the friend stuffed it into the mouth. So why are you being mechayev the ochel? What are you being mechayev for? Not gzela, because he didn't do a kinyan. What are you mechayev for? What? Not gzela, not for taking it, but for? That's a Rashi says mazik. Okay, let's just say posh. Hano, right? He's deriving benefit from it. He didn't steal it. The friend stole it. That's what the Gemara is assuming. The friend stuffed it into his into his mouth. Right? So the friend stole it because the friend did a ma'isa kinyan, did a hagbah. Right? We know what kinyan the tautlin. He did a hagbah, he did a mashicha, whatever he did, a kinyan yad. So his friend was goza. So the friend is chayav mamon for the gzeila. But this guy also should be chayav mamon because the object still belongs to the bailiff. The friend stole it, but the object still belongs to the Baalim. There's a chiyuv hashavah, you can still give it back to the Baalim. So he can also be chayiv. He can be chayiv either one of them. He can't be chayiv both, that's double jeopardy. I mean, not double jeopardy, but the Baalim can't make off with more than they had to begin with. But now that the object doesn't exist because it was eaten, you can be chayiv either one of them. You can be chayiv the Gazlan, or be chayiv the one who was nana. Oh, comes to Gemara and says, no, come with the Abamine. Because the chiyuv misa and the Chiyuv Hanah occur simultaneously. That's the Gemara's answer. We're trying to find the situation where it's going to become living out, where it'll be Be'idna. Then the Gemara tell you what the case is. He didn't steal it, his friend stole it. His friend stole it, so then the Chiyuv Zayl is for the friend, not for him. The only reason why you'll be Machayev the Ochel is not for Zayla, but for Nene. Listen to these concepts. We're going to talk about each one of these concepts. Nene, not gzeila, not midin gazlan, but midin nene. He derived benefit from it. The hana. Yeah, but the hana is the vasachas with the chayiv misa. Chayiv misa at the same time that he's nene. So that's why Rabbi Nachmanim Ben Akana will say, I'll leave it to Abaye, because he holds of Kama Bijam, leave my Misa, and here's your mind. Rabbi Nachmanim Ben Akana will say, okay, this is what the Gemara suggests initially. So then the Gzela is the friend's Gzela. We can only be Machayev this guy from Hana, and that's why you'll say Kama Bijam, because it is Be'idna. The Gemara says, no, we're not finished. So, Kevin the last, say Kanye, you want to tell me that there is no Gzela here? Only way that I can be mechayev the ochel is midin nene, not midin gazlan. he is Kona before he's Nene. It's Kona when he chews it. Kevon de la se Kanye. He's Kona with Leisa. You thought the only way that the Opa can be Kona in is how? Oh, no, he can be Kona by chewing it in his mouth. Kona by chewing it. You have to understand what that means, but that's what the Gemara is assuming. Be Kona with the Leisa, with the chewing, before he swallows. The swallowing, the Chi of Nisa is when? Swallowing. That's what the Gemara assumes. But he can be Kona with the Leisa before swallowing, so Vaiter where the Kasha comes back. It's not Be'idna, we can't say Kamei V'Dirabne. Right? Says the Gemara, Kevin the last day, Kanye Meshai V'Nafshol Lohavi Adibola. This is the Gemara, no, don't you talk about the Tov Beis Abira. First the Gemara threw a Tachav Lo L'toch Piv, so he can, there's still going to be Le'isa before the B'liya, but then the Gemara says, no, Tachav Lo L'toch Beis Abliya. This is not the normal situation, but this is what the Gemara is saying, trying to find an Afkemina. Right? If you recall, we had a bunch of other Afkeminas between Abai and Rava. Right, we talked about Tana de Bechiskia, remember? Rabbi Nachum and Akonet, does he hold the Tana de Bechiskia? What's another Nafkamina we had? I forgot already. A couple of other Nafkaminas. So we said, no, the guy's giving here the Pasha de Nafkamina. There are other Nafkaminas, but this is the Pasha de Nafkamina. Based on the Hemshek of the Gemara, it's not so Pasha anymore. It's quite interesting that the Gemara goes off on a limb to give this Nafkamina, if it could have given a lot easier Nafkaminas. Right? We talked about a Haflor and a Beis Yaakov and a Eitan.
The Gemara. Before established that we're dealing with a payment for Hana, so why is the Gemara concerned with the fact that he's Kone now?
Because again, if I can be Makayat and meaning the Zayla, then I'll be Makayat and for that Mammon. That Mammon won't be covered by the Chi of Nisa, because it's separate. It's not simultaneous with the Chi of Nisa. So even if he'll be Potter from paying Midin Neve, he'll be Chayat to pay Midin Zayla, so it doesn't matter that he's Potter. You follow?
Yeah, but how do you decide who's Chayat for Zayla?
Whoever does the kinyan zayla, we're going to have to talk about each detail. Rashi, that Rashi. What is Rashi's name? We're not even up to that Rashi that you're thinking of. But the Rishon didn't do anything. We're going to get to that Rashi. We have a whole shiur on that Rashi. There's a lot there in that Rashi. We have to take it slow. Let's take it slow. I'm reading the Gemara slowly, not because I don't think that you did it during Seder, but you have to read it carefully. Because when you read it carefully, when you read the Rishon carefully, it opens up vistas. Okay, let's take it slow. Again, the Gemara is assuming that the Shas Le'isa, the Ochel is going to be Kona. So if he's going to be Kona, there's no Kamei B'Dirabne, because there's no Be'idna with the Gzeila. He already was Gozos. He's Chayav Mammon already. Once he's Chayav Mammon, you can't pop in for the Chayav Misa. That's later. That doesn't happen simultaneously with the Chayav Mammon. So the Gemara answers, no, we don't just talk about the Tov Beis Abliya. The friend stuffed it into his throat. Not into his mouth, into his throat. So far that he doesn't have to chew it. If he doesn't have to chew it, there's no kinyan that he can do. The ochel can't do a kinyan anymore. So the friend, you can be mechayv midin gzeila, but not the ochel. The ochel can only be chayv midin nene. And that's why he can't be chayv. Because come look at your happening. Because the chi of mamon of midin nene and the chi of misa, because the ate shulma, are coming without mouth. Okay, that's the answer. It's the same as the answer before, it's just we have to modify the case to ensure that there's no kinyan going on mitzad the ochel. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara's not finished. Gemara says, just 1 second, let's analyze this for a moment. Heichidam. Yeah? Tachav lo l'tov beis avliya. Heichidam, what's the case? Either matzi la'adura nahada. If you can spit it out still. It's pretty deep. But if you can spit it out, nahada. He has to spit it out. And if he doesn't spit it out, what's it then? What's the Gemara really asking? If he doesn't spit it out, if he can still spit it out, no matter how deep it is, if he can still spit it out, he doesn't spit it out, what's he chayav?
It's not
good. He's chayav in gzeila. That's what the Gemara is assuming. The same chayav mamon we had before, not the hano. The hano is taka bevasachas with the chayav misa. But if he can spit it out, then he's chayav to spit it out. If he didn't spit it out, so then he's the gazlan. He's the gazlan. So that's not Be'idna. So we can't say Kamei V'Dirabne. Ilo Matzi La'Adura, if you can't spit it out, am I chayv? What is that kasha? complicated kasha. Okay, let's just take Rashi Shita. Amai Chayev. Why is he Chayev Misa? Again, we want to find the case with this comment that you're having me there. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana will say that Zahar Shachot Shum is Potter from the Mammon. So it has to be Be'idna. The Chayev Mammon and Chayev Misa have to be Be'idna. But there have to be both a Chayev Mammon and a Chayev Misa. There's only a Chayev Mammon, there's no comment that you're having to speak. So Frank the Gemara, if Matzi Ladura, it's not Be'idna. That's why there's no kamehameha. If lo matzi ladura, if he can't spit it out, it's so deep down that he can't spit it out, he's an anus if he swallows it. So there's no chiyav misa. So if there's no chiyav misa, then he should be chayav mamon. Why? Chayav mamon for what?
Hana.
For what?
Hana.
Hana, exactly. See, if matzi ladura, Gemara is saying you should be chayav mamon. Midin gazlan. If lo matzi ladura, let's say that if matzi ladura is chayav midin gazlan, there's no kamei b'yavmine because it's not be'id. The chiyav misa is later when he swallows. Lo matzi ladura, then you should be chayiv mamon midinene, because there's no chiyiv misa. He's on us. He was stuffed into his mouth, bal karcho, against his will. He didn't want to do this. He's not chayiv misa. Not chayiv misa, then there's no kamei b'dravmine. Kavli b'dravani requires a chiyav misa with the chiyav mamon. There's no chiyav misa, then he should be chayav mamon. Not for gzeila, he didn't steal anything. He's an honest against his will. But he didn't have any should be chayav. That's the most kind. Lachamon. Ida matzi ladura nechadr. Ida matzi ladura amai chayav. Tzricha da matzi ladura al yidei adchak. We're talking about a case where it's matzi ladura, but it's difficult. You can spit it out, but it's difficult. So what does that mean? What does that mean? You can spit it out, but it's difficult. Because it's difficult, says Rashi, inami ahadra mimasa velo chazi labayla. If it's that far, that it's difficult to spit out, even though we're talking about solid food, you know, it's solid food, you can wash off, someone else can eat it. That's what the Gemara is assuming, that if it's a solid food, then someone else can still eat it. You can spit it out, then someone else can use it. But if it's so far that it's difficult to spit it out, the Gemara is assuming that that's mamish mos. It's so far, so then not only the saliva, but even it's in the throat. It's in the throat so far that you can't spit it out unless without difficulty. So then it's too mos labailin. It's not worth anything to the bailin. Okay? So there's no chiyav mamon midin gazlan. Meaning, if you can only spit it out with difficulty, you're not mechuyev to spit it out to give it back to the violin. Because they can't use it anyway. So there can't be a chiyav gazlan. We were saying, if matzi ladura should be chayav midin gazlan, it's not yidei adchak. It's difficult to spit out. If it's difficult to spit out, you can't be chayav midin gazlan for not spitting it out. But what can you be chayav for?
Hana.
Hana. So says the Gemara, for the Hana will pata you, you didn't come maybe around me then. Because there is a chayav misa. Why is there a chayav misa? Isn't it lo matzi ladura? No, it's matzi ladura. How you get chak? Mitzad the chayav misa, you're mechuyev to spit it out. But you're not mechuyev to spit it out to give it back to the Bailin, because the Bailin aren't going to use it anyway. You're not mechuyev to spit it out. You didn't mamon. You have to spit it out because there's a chiyav misa that you'll be chayav if you don't spit it out. So comes the Gemara and says that's the case that Abai will say. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana holds Arsha Chotshema is potter mi mamon. He's chayav misa if he swallows it. He's potter mi mamon. Chayav misa if matzil adura al yidei adchak. Because then he's mechuyev to spit it out to avoid the chiyuv misa, but he's not mechuyev to spit it out to avoid the chiyuv mamon of gazlin. Like he won't be able to gazlin if he doesn't spit it out, but he'll be chayev for the hanah. He'll be chayev for the hanah. So comes the chiyuv misa, because he'll be chayev for the misa too. Comes the chiyuv misa, and we'll pardon him from the hanah. Right? So if he can only spit it out with difficulty, then he's not going to be chayiv in gazlin anyway. But he's not going to be chayiv midin hanor either, because of kama v'dirah. Yes?
How can it be a case where he's chayiv midin nana, but it's also not an onus? Meaning he's chayiv, we're saying he's not, if this is a case
it's
where he's...
It's not an onus because it is much madura, he
so
can't spit it out.
Right, so then...
But it's enough of an onus, if it's so far, it's not onus vis-a-vis the mamon, if it's so far in the throat, then the bialim have no use for it. The bialim won't take it, it's too mos. So we can't call you a gazlan, but somehow you can still be chaya fenene. We're going to have to talk about that. Why can you still be chaya fenene? Think about it. The answer is going to have to be something like, the bialim have no use for it, but it's still theirs. And you derive benefit from their money. So even though they have no use for it, and you won't be called a gazlan if you swallow it, but you still benefited from the money of the bialim. So we can slap on a chiyuv mama mitzad nana, not midin gazlan. Oh, but that chiyuv mama midin nana can be erased by kama v'dirah, because you'll be chayav misa, because it's matzilah dura, even if it's difficult, but it's matzilah dura. So you're chayav misa. The chiyuv misa will get away, but will knock out the chiyuv mama of nana. Okay? Each stage of the Gemara requires analysis. Let's go back to the very beginning. Let's go back, we'll get to each stage in Mitzvah Hashem slowly but surely. Let's go back to the beginning, the easy part of the Gemara. As the Gemara stood, Abaye says, Harshach HaTshum is Potter, because of Kamei B'Dirah. So the Gemara starts off by asking, but it's not B'Ibra. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. It's not B'Ibra. The Chiyav Maman, the Chiyav Misa, not B'Ibra. But what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, the friend stuffed it into his mouth. So he didn't do a king. The guy, the ochel, didn't do a king. The eater. Says the Gemara, no. Kevin the last Saitanya. He was kona with leisa, with chewing. So it's not be'idna. Not be'idna because he's a gazlan. Leisa. He didn't pick it up. He didn't talk about, but he did a leisa. So he should be kona with that leisa. So then it's not be'idna. Because he's first a gazlan, and he's only chayav misa when he swallows. What does that mean? What is the Gemara saying? Why does the Gemara need leisa to say that he's kona? Why should he be kona? Give me a simpler reason why he's kona. Forget the chewing. What's the simpler reason?
It's in his mouth.
It's in his mouth. Why shouldn't his mouth be kona then? Midin what? Midin chotzen, midin yad, like we spoke about last time, right? It's in his rishus. Why does the Gemara have to trouble itself with this chewing? I mean, leisa is important in a maisa achila, but why is it necessary for kinyan? Kasha number one. And kasha number two, what kind of a kinyan is leisa? I never heard of it before. It's not hagbah, it's not mashiach, it's not kesef shtar chazar. I mean, what is it? What? Shinui. Shinui. Okay. Gibran Bava Kaman, Dav Samavav says that Shinui is Kona by Gazla. Shinui. It's an interesting idea. The evidence is Shinui Kona by Gazla normally occurs when someone takes the object and then he does the Shinui. But someone who's not Chayav Midin Gazla, Shinui Kona means if I do a Maisa Gzeira. Okay, what one? Not really. The Parshat Shan and Shinui Kona, and we're really getting far afield over here. But the Parshat Shan and Shinui Kona is that someone does a Kinyan Gzeila, a regular Kinyan Gzeila, Kinyan Yad, Mashiach, Hagbah, whatever it is. He does a Kinyan Gzeila. So he really is like a partial owner. The Gazlan already is a little bit of a partial owner of this object. There are Kinyonim that are waiting to be Chal in this object. Why can't the Kinyonim be Chal? The Kinyan can't be Chal because he has a Chiyuv HaShavah. He has to return the object to the Bialim. Comes Shinui and says, V'heishu esak zeh la'asher gozal. You only have to return the object Asher glas al kein sher glas. It has to be like the object that you stole. Comes Shinli and says, oh, the chepes was mishtane. It's not kein sher glas. There's no chiv ashava. So why is the gospel kona? Not because of Shinli. Pashav Shad is, it's not the Shinli that's kona. The Shinli removes the chiv ashava and allows the original kinyan of the gazlan to become. You're not kona b'shinli. That's the Pashav Shad. Shini kona doesn't mean you're kona bishini. It means shini enables you to be kona based on the original kinyan that you did. The hagbah, the mishicha, the yad, etc. Okay? Leisa. What kind of kinyan is this? What kind of a kinyan is that? What do you need it for? Let him just be kona bepeh. Two kashas. A third kash. Let's look at the hemshech of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, he stuffed it into his throat. See, he doesn't have to choose. If there's no le'isa, there's no kenyan. That's what the Gemara said. There's no kenyan. Everything that I'm going to be denominated is great because it's all what? The chiyamam and the chiyamisa are bidna at that point. So says the Gemara, well, just one second. Either matzi la'adura, if he can spit it out, it's besom beisabli, but if he can spit it out, he has to spit it out. If he can spit it out, he has to spit it out. If he doesn't spit it out, he should be chayim mamet. Says the Gemara. If lo matzi la'adura, am I chayiv? If he can't spit it out, as Rashi says, he's onus, so he should be chayiv misa. So there's no kamei b'damina either, because there's no chayiv misa. What's that first one over there? Either matzi la'adura nahadur, if he can spit it out, then he should spit it out. If he doesn't, then he's chayav mamon. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Iboile ladura v'chilo ahadra mehayhi shaita iu mazikla. Leave the last part of the Rashi out. V'chilo ahadra mehayhi shaita ihu mazikla. What does Rashi mean, ihu mazikla? It's a big discussion that we showed him exactly what the Rashi means. Pashup Shad is Rashi is saying mazik, not gazlan. But what mazik? V'chori should be chayav midin gazlan. That's what the Ritva actually says. The Ritva, in interpreting, doesn't quote the Rashi, but he says, "Ida matzav adurei lahadre, perish v'kevan the lo ahadri nasa olav gazlan la'alte. Mishayev v'nafsho lohavi ada ochale." And lechora, that's what Rashi is saying. Let's push up shot in Rashi. We'll see. There are those who learn that Rashi holds no mazik, but the Gemara hasn't mentioned mazik only. The Gemara is talking within gazlan. The Gemara is saying that the friend is the gazlan, or this guy is the gazlan. Say that he's a mazik. Moshev Shad is talking about gazlan over here. Okay. But when is the chiyav gazlan chalak by Rashi again? If he can spit it out and he doesn't spit it out, mihahi shaita. Rashi is emphasizing something to us. Mihahi, from that moment he's a gazlan. From that moment he's a gazlan. What moment? What did you say? When it's in his throat.
And he decides
when
not to.
When it's in the spot that the friend put it in?
When he chooses not to.
When he decides not to give it
back. What, machshava? Oh, that's the question. You have to figure out. What moment? What's the critical moment here? The moment that he swallows it enough that he can't regurgitate it again? He can't spit it out? Or just when he decides, I'm going to swallow it? What, he's a gazlan then? I mean, clearly, if we learn mazik, it can't be from the moment that he thinks, because thinking doesn't make you a mazik. But let's work with the gazlan approach, which I think Rose Rishon are working with, even the Das Rashi. Because the gazlan approach, so what's the critical moment? The moment that he thinks that he's now going to swallow it to a point in his throat where he's not going to be able to spit it out? Or after he's moved it enough that he won't be able to spit it out? Interesting question to think of. But before you give an answer to that question, let's just see Tosfos. And let's try to figure out, is Tosfos really saying the same thing as Rashi? It's a court savort and very short line in Tosfos. Is Tosfos just saying the same thing? Tosfos never says the same thing as Rashi. Well, what does he have to say the same thing as Rashi? What he said? What does Tosfos say? Let's see Tosfos. Either matzi la'adura nehadre, v'chilo mahadre chayib, the misa lo patra laid lo asya adibala lagandri. Says Tosfos, if he can spit it out, that he should spit it out. V'chilo mahadar, if he doesn't spit it out, chayiv. He's chayiv what? Mamon. He's chayiv for the money. Midin gazla. Why is it chayiv mamon? Because there's no kama b'ravne, because it's not b'idna. D'miso lo pochuleid lo asya ad d'bola legamri. He's not chayiv misa yet. Because he's not chayiv misa until bola legamri. Which word is should set off bells in your mind?
Legamri.
What's this legamri for? Legamri? Ad d'bola. I know what swallowing is. When he swallows it, he's chayiv misa. Before he swallows it, he's chayiv mama b'nam misa. What's this legamri? So the Sheita Mekubezes was very troubled with these two points. He didn't quite understand the Rashi, didn't quite understand Tosafot. There were troubling words in both Rishonim. And that caused the Sheita Mekubezes to learn a whole lumdus, a whole pshat, what the Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot really is. Let's see the Sheita together. I want to read a Sheita Mekubezes together with you. A whole paragraph. Yes, we don't do this too frequently. But for this sheet, you got to read the whole thing together. If you have a Kovetz, please open it. To page Tov Tesvav. The Kovetz quote, the sheet of Kovetz quotes Rashi. Goyle l'adura, chivoa hajame ahi shaita yu mazikle. Perush l'perusho. The sheet of Kovetz is mamish explaining, it's like you're working like an achrim, you know? Explaining Rashi. What's the perush of Rashi? Kashilele Rashi zone. What was bothering Rashi that he said this, made the statement? Bechiloa hadra mehahi shaita yu mazita. What was bothering Rashi? Says the Shita. Afogab din eschayev zeh bidimei hatruma mishim deloa hadra. Even though this person is chayev mama because he didn't spit the thing out. Akati shaper d'shneim boim ke'achan at ashlumin v'hamisa. What's the problem? Abaya can still hold part of this kama b'dirabani. Again, he can't. The guy can't spit it out. The guy can spit it out, but he didn't spit it out. Says the Sheita, what's troubling Rashi is this still is kama b'dirabani, because it's born kachas. The misa and the mama come together. The bisho, listen carefully. The bisho shenichnas hamaycha l'toch beis habliyah hareinena grona. Zok the Sheita, when the maychal enters into beis habliyah. Nene grono. Oh. Hanaz garam. His throat derives benefit. And the Shita's understanding with Das Rashi that Hanaz garam in Trum, Zarashachal Trum can be Machayiv Misa. Already, Mishas Hanaz garam. Is a benefit over here? Vinishayiv Misa. Ubahai Shaita, Nishayiv Betashlum, came in the low Ahadra. Says the Shita, what was troubling Rashi is. Once it enters into the place where he can't be Mahader, he has Hanaz Garon, he's Chayav Misa. And at that moment, he's also Chayav Mamon. At that moment? Which moment? Not when it's sitting in his Beis HaBliyah. But the Shita's understanding Rashi, that Rashi thought that he has to swallow it a little bit, not Bola Lagari, a little bit until he can't be Mahader. It's sitting in his Beis HaBliyah, he can be Mahader. There he can be Mahadra. But if he swallows it just a little bit, then he won't be able to spit it out. Says Rashi, that's the moment. That's the critical moment. Where he's Chayav Mamon, because he didn't spit it out. Not just he didn't spit it out, but he swallowed it so that now he can't spit it out. It's at point B, and that's also the time that he's going to be Chayav Misa too. It's Boyan Ka'achas. Cut my bit around in it, says Rashi. Achav l'chaveiro, v'makom v'matzim adura. That's what the Gemara says. Either matzim adura, if he can spit it out, so then the friend obviously put it in his mouth in the place where he can spit it. But then the guy swallows it. Vola amaychom l'makom v'lo matzim adura. The Shita is learning Rashi Rashi thought that the chi of mamon and the chi of misa are both chal at this point. Only after the individual swallowed the food to a place where he can't spit it out, that's when he's going to be chay of mamon. Because he did something. Now he put it in a place where he can't spit it out. But it's just sitting here. What's the chi of mamon going to be? And that's the place where he'll be chayav misa too. For what? Anazgar. So what was troubling Rashi was, it's still come to a good rabbi. You want to give me a case? If Matzi Ladura Nibai Lahader, he should have returned it. So then he should be a gazlan for not returning it. So then it's not come to a good rabbi. No, it is come to a good rabbi, says Rashi, because it's all b'vas achas. Comes the sheep and says, that's why Rashi felt compelled to say, I made a mistake. It must be that the Chi of Mammon actually occurs here. The Chi of Mammon occurs before he put it into the place where he can't spit it out. Just the fact that it's in his mouth, heard the other friend put it into his mouth, and now he has Kavona to swallow it. He's had Mammon immediately, even before he puts it into the place where he can't return it. That was the Shaka Vatari in Rashi's head, according to the Shibuk of Bessa. That's how the Shita continues. V'tireitz. Back up a second. The B'shoah Shinichas HaMaichel Atog Beis Abli HaReinei Negron Abin Eschayev Misa U'bahai Shait and Eschayev Tashlun Kevin Lo Ahadra Hilga Chasi Shater Ha'da Kapata Le'a Baye Baye holds Rabbi Nechon Ben HaKon will say come Levi Rabbi Nechon Pata Kas Chiyev Misa Chiyev Mamad B'Vasachas. It is B'Vasachas. So B'Vasachas at that second stage. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Right? Either must ladur anibar lahadar v'tirei tzal d'chiyav hatashlum in kadmi. D'chiyav hatashlum in kadmi. They came before. It's not v'vasachas. The mishoh the motzi ladur v'lo ahadra harin eshayav hatashlumin. The me'ahi shayt e'iu mazik lei. Farnestalik chiyuv shalishin, etc. The chiyuv misa loasi achiach nisena b'makom d'lamatzil adora. The chiyuv misa is only when he puts it in a place where lamatzil adora, where he can't spit it out. But the chiyuv mamon, Rashi said the chiyuv mamon is right there when it's in his beis abliya, even before he put it into a place where he can't return it. He can't return it right now. But he has a machshava to swallow it to a makom where he can't return it. The chiyuv mamon already is chal right then and there. That's the Shita Mekubetz, his way of learning Rashi. Yes?
Why is it a makshava? If it's in his mouth, there's still some Hanaz Goron that's happening. Why is it a makshava?
There's no Hanaz Goron until he swallows it. Hanaz Peh, but that's not significant. Hanaz Goron is always when you put it in the Goron.
So the makshava to have Hanaz Goron is not to make Hanaz for the moment?
No. The makshava has nothing to do with Hanaz Goron. The machshava is mechayev. Oh, that's a good question. What's the machshava mechayev me for? The machshava, it's in his mouth, and now he has a machshava. What's he chayev mamon for? Hanah is garo? What's he chayev for? Zeilah. That's a Rashi. That's pshat from Gilad. It's chayev me din gzeilah. Before he swallowed it, forget about Hanah is garo is for the chayev misa. The chi of mamon here is we didn't get this one. That's how Rashi learned the sugya. Either matzi ladur or nahada, let him return it. And if he decides he's not going to return it, he's chi of mamon right then and there, even before he has swallowed it to a place where he can't return it. And then there's no commonly derived because the Chi of Misa is only once you swallow it, once there is the Hanaz Gara, but the Chi of Gzeila is before Hanaz Gara. That's Rashi. What is Tais to say? Continues the Shidon Kabat says, Hukshul Leham the Tais has this strange Losh of Bala Lagan. What's going on in Tais? Look, the Shidon Kabat says, beautiful. Ah. Hukshul Leham the Tais is Zalazah, the Akati Kasha. The Havada Kol Emas, the Matzi Ladura, Akati Lonishai, the Matzi Ladura. What are you talking about, Rashi? You had a problem. You said, isn't it coming with Ramani because the Chiyuv Makami the Vasachas? So you, Rashi, have to stand on your head and say, no, the Chiyuv Mamon Din Gazlan occurs even before he swallows it to a place where he can't spit it out. Says Taisus, come on, it's ridiculous. Why should he chayiv? God's one? For what? Where's the chayiv zeil? Because it's sitting in his mouth? Why? What's that to do with anything? Interesting kasha. Tosfos was troubled because Tosfos assumed there's a double portion. This can't be. You can't be chayiv mamon until you swallow it to a place where you can't spit it back. That was Tosfos' assumption. So they disagreed with Rashi's conclusion because they said it's just impossible. I hear you, kasha, Rashi. Tosfos heard the kasha. But the answer is it can't be. Because it doesn't make any sense. You can't be chayiv mamon if you didn't do anything. What you're thinking, to swallow it to a place where you won't be able to spit it out? But he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. How can he be chayiv for gzeila? Akati kasha, according to Tyson. The vadekon is the matz ladura. Akati lon is chayiv, the matz ladura. The lon is chayiv at sheichnisa b'mokam b'la matz ladura. When are you chayiv mamon, according to Tyson? It's avada. You can only be chayiv mamon after you've swallowed the meichel, the truma, to a place where you can't return it anymore. Tosfos couldn't fathom Rashi's pshat. What, the chiyav mamon kadmi? Chiyav tashlum is kadmi to the moment that you have a machshava that you want to swallow it to a place that you can't spit it out? Can't be. How can you be chayav zeil? You didn't gzeil for that. The Shita continues that even if there's like a haskolas hachiyah, but it's not nigmar until here, that's a detail. It's the same point. The chiyah is not nigmar until you swallowed it to a place where you can't return it. The tirtzu b'taisis, what is taisis's answer, says the Shita Gavetzis? The ibra, that indeed, the ibra, the lo neschayah b'tashlumen ad shiachnesena b'duchta d'lamotzi l'adura. Absolutely right. What I told you was exactly right. The chiyah mama can't be at stage one, like Rashi would have us believe. That's ridiculous. That can't be. The Chiyav Mamon is at stage two. It says Tosfos, but I'll tell you, the answer must be that Gemara is assuming that the Chiyav Misa is not at stage two. The Chiyav Misa is only when what? Bala Lagamli, exactly. So both Rashi and Tosfos were troubled by the same problem. They're trying to understand this line of the Gemara. Matzi Ladura Nahadar, which sounds like it's not Kamli B'Yarvaneh, it's not B'Idna. Why not B'Idna? Isn't it B'Idna? Stage two. The Chiyav Mamon and the Chiyav Misa both occur when he swallowed the item to a point that he can't spit it out. But they answer the Kasha in two very different ways. Rashi answers by saying no. That Kasha forces us to say that the Chiyav Mamon must occur earlier. It must occur when the person has the machshava to swallow the food to a point where he won't be able to spit it out. And Tosfos says that can't be. That doesn't make any sense. What has he done? Machshava? Thinking? What's going on over here? Says Tosfos, the answer is that the Chiyav Misa only comes at stage three. The Chiyav Misa only comes when he's bala lagamli. I was wrong about the Chiyav Misa, says Tosfos. I wasn't wrong about the Chiyav Mamon. That's the Bala Lagami that Tosfos is saying. Tirtzu b'Tosfos Dibra D'lo Neschayah B'Tashlumen Ad Sheyachnisena B'Duchta D'lo Matzi L'Adura. Mikol Mokom Lo Potro L'Nisa. Why can't Misa Pater? Isn't it Kamei B'Dramani? The Chiyav Misa Lo Asya Ad the Bala Lagamri. And why? What's Tosfos Chiddush? The Ahanas Mei of Chayve Rachmona. Tosfos learns that the Torah is Mechayev Nizar Shachot Shoma Misur De Shamayim for Hanas Mei of Hanas in the belly. Hanas Goron is not enough. Rashi and Tosfos are disagreeing about what's the Mechayev for Misa for eating the Truma. Is it Hanas Goron or is it Hanas Mei of? What compels Tosfos to say Hanas Mei of? Why can't he say Anaz Garam? There is Anaz Garam. Why can't he say Anaz Garam?
Then it'll
become the Vidrama, exactly. It was the same Kasha that troubled Rashi that pushed Tosfos over the edge and said, oh, the Chiyav Misa must be for Hanaz Meyav. And that's what Bala Lagamri means. once you're bala legamri, that means it's on the way down to the stomach. It's that the shore that completely swallowed, that's viewed as though it's in the stomach. Once it's in the esophagus, it's like it's in the stomach already. So for that hanas mayav, that's what you're going to be chayamisa for. That's not the idea of the chiyav mamon. Because the chiyav mamon is before. The chiyav mamon is not in the belly. The chiyav mamon is before then. Once he swallows it to a place where he no longer can return it. Okay? This is Rashi and Tosfos going to the Shita Mekubetzes. So the Shita Mekubetzes creates a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya. You just read this sugya and it's like a very light, it's not so light, but when you read this line in the sugya, you say it's obvious what the Gemara is saying. What's the dur in the hadar if he can return it? So he's chayav mamon if he doesn't return it. What does that line mean? Not at all clear what that line means. Rashi and Tosfos have a major machlokes as to what that line means. Is the pshat that he should return it, he should spit it out, and if he doesn't, if he has a thought not to spit it out, he's immediately chayav mamon? Well, no, of course not going to be chayav mamon at that point. He's only going to be chayav mamon when he swallows it enough that he can't spit it out again. But it's still not covered by the rabbi, because the chayav misa is only when it reaches the belly. The chayav misa is only when bala lagan. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn that line of soup. And let's think about this for a moment. Why didn't Tosfos learn like Rashi? Why was he so in trouble? Tosfos had to stand on his head. The Chi of Misa is because what? Hanas Mayav. What compelled Tosfos to say that? Because he couldn't fathom what Rashi was saying. Just couldn't fathom. Sorry. It just doesn't sit well with me. How can you be Chayav Mamon before you swallow the food to a place where you can't spit it out? That's what troubled Tosfos. It didn't trouble Rashi. It didn't trouble Rashi. What's going on? We have three questions to address. And they all relate to Gzeila. For our purposes, we're not going to distinguish between Gzeila and Gzeila. This is Bava Kamma. Beautiful sugyas in Bava Kamma. I'm not going to get to it now. But we know the basic difference between Gzeila and Gzeila is what? Can anyone help me with this one? Gzeila is what? The Seisim, right? Stealing secretively. Gzeila is b'chazka. In broad daylight, you walk over to someone, you rip his wallet away from him. That's gzeila. Gneiva means you come into his house late at night. No one sees you. That's the difference between gneiva and gzeila. Okay? And we know the chiluk in terms of halacha, the most basic distinction is that for gneiva, you chayav kefel, chayav a special knas. For gzeila, you stole. He did a terrible maisa aver, but there's no chayav of kefel. Okay, so there are major differences between them. There are other differences too, but not for now. For our purposes, we're going to assume that Gneiva and Gzeila are the same. For all of the halachas that we're going to talk about, we just get too complicated. Some achronim try to distinguish some of the halachas between Gneiva and Gzeila, but for our purposes, we're going to assume it's the same. So I'm using the term gazlan. I think the Gemara used the term gonev. It's the same. For our purposes, we're just going to say it's the same. All three kashas that we have relate to Gneiva and Gzeila. What is Gneiva and Gzeila? How do you violate the Isser of Gneiva Gzeila? Again, the first kasha is the Gemara says Mechila Sekanya. With the Le'isa you can be Kohen. Why does the Gemara need Le'isa? He should be Kohen there with his mouth. How is Le'isa a Kenyan? We never heard of such a Kenyan before in our lives. So how does it work for Gneiva Gzeila? The third kasha is, what's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here? Why did Rashi think that you can violate the Issa Gzeila when the object is in your mouth, the truma is in your mouth, and you have machshava to swallow it to a place where you can't spit it out anymore? And Tosfos, no, can't be. That can't be. It's only after you swallow it, or through the swallowing to the place where you can't spit it out, that's what's machayav yimi din gazeila. What's going on? Nachushar.
You could say, according to Rashi, you're not actually doing any maisa, there's no physical action. So Tosfos might be troubled with, how is this guy chai if he didn't do anything? So Rashi might see some sort of bridge with the first guy. The first guy takes it and presumably does something and then shoves it into the second guy's throat. So maybe Rashi thinks, that's enough to be a Kenyan, and your agreeing to it and almost deciding not to go against it and spit it out is enough to make this a Maisa Gzela, even though you didn't do necessarily a Maisa yourself yet, you almost connect to the first guy's Maisa.
Very good. You're starting us off. I'm going to use some of your ideas. We'll embellish it or change it a little bit, but that's a very good point. Clearly, Tosis is saying, I need some kind of a Maisa. A significant Maisa at that. That's what the swallowing is all about. Rashi somehow is holding, I don't need as significant a Maisa. Yaakov added that it's not like Rashi is saying there's no Maisa at all. There was a Maisa here before this guy got involved. His friend put it in his mouth. There is a Maisa. The fact that he's not spitting it out, the fact that he's deciding to swallow it, so now he's mitzaref, he's connecting himself to that Maisa. It's not like there is no Maisa here. It's some kind of a mice, but clearly that's not a very strong mice. So we have to figure out what exactly do you need to violate the Isigzela. And that's, we have a lot of work to do. But that's where we're going. Yes?
I say that when Rashi holds that when the person decides that he is no longer going to spit it up, that would begin the digestive process. Which
does it? Speak to the premeds. I don't think it begins the digestive process. I mean, unless you tell me the salivary glands, but. We're not talking about digestion, we're talking about Hanoah. So does it begin the Hanoah's Goron? I don't think so. It has to get into the Goron. That's stage two. It's not in the Goron, stage one. Yes?
That Rashi would say that just having Machshava is enough for being Gezela, and Tosfos would say you need a Maisa.
Oh, very good. But you don't even have to be as extreme as what you're saying. Even Rashi might hold that you need some kind of a Maisa, but he doesn't require the same level of Maisa as Tosis. Let's see some of the Makos. Okay, just one second. What Taka do you need for Gnei Vigzelos? There's a Gemara above Metzia. There's a Rashi. A world famous Rashi. The Gemara says above Metzia on the Yudah Medeis, Biyadu. The Pasuk says Biyadu. The Pasuk in the parasha is Mishpat. If he motze si motze biyado hagneva mishora at chamor at sechayim shnayim isham. Biyado. So the ganav can steal it biyado. If the gneva is in his hand, a diamond, puts it in his hand. Right? But he can't put the shor in his hand. He can't put an animal in his hand. So how does he steal an animal? How does he steal a larger object? Biyado ein li eliyado. Gagal chatzero v'karpifo minayim. How do I know that if the ganav, if the item entered into the ganav's chotzer, his karpif, his gad, his roof, it entered into his property, he can be chayav midin gneva. Talmud lomar, he motzei si motzei, he kol makom. He motzei si motzei, an extra word. He motzei si, why the double lashon? He kol makom, even through chotzer. Not only yada, but even chotzer. What's the case of chotzer? Says Rashi. Gago chatzera v'karpifa minayin shem nichnes hashon v'nol b'faneho l'gomva shulcha. How do I know shem nichnes hashon? What's nichnesa? The behemoth is nichnes hashon v'nol b'faneho l'gomva. And he was nol b'faneho, he locked the gate to steal it, locked the gate of his chatzera. How do I know that he's chayav for that? What's the interesting word in Rashi?
Nichnes hashon was there already.
Well, it's not just one word, but what is interesting about the Rashi? What's the problem? Yeah.
Yeah, it's that you're locking it in.
No, before we're going, but what do you have to lock it for? If you were to ask me, I'd say that the chiyuv for gneiva occurs when the ganav acquires the object. Gneiva is totally in kinyan; he has to acquire it. So if something is falling into my chatzer and I have kavanah to become it. In fact, Chatzer Shaladim, the Gemara Babatzias says, Chatzer Shaladim, Kalan Lo Shalom Midayt. Meaning, this Tam Das. Of course, a person wants to acquire everything that falls into his Chatzer. If I have negative Das, I say, no, I don't want it. So then he's not going to be Kone Bal Karacha. But normally, you don't have to be there. You don't have to be only Betzad Sadeya. So what's this Nol Bifaneha Lagonva? What's Rashi mentioned that there's a Ne'ilah? We had Ne'ilah, but not this kind of Ne'ilah, right? No b'foneha l'gonva. Says the Ktos. The Ktzos in Siman Shin Lamed Ches, Kodem Beis, says, from this Rashi you see a merit of Yisum, that to violate the Yisum Nev and Gezela you need a Maisa. This is on page 2 in the handout. The Ktzos quotes the Rashi, and he says, "Umashma d'imnichnas amayatzma l'reshusa v'niskavim l'knosa l'gzela lo mechayiv v'machshava greida." Someone mentioned before, maybe Rashi holds that machshava is enough for gzela. The Ktzos, if you see from Rashi above until that, that's not true. It's not exactly true, but it's good. Very good. It's not exactly true. You can't steal with just machshava. Afilu ayachotza mishtameretz. Even Rashi says that he did a maisa. But by Metziah, someone falls in, a Metziah, you call it with just Machshava, you don't do a maisa, but not by Gzela. However, Gzela tzarech no b'fonel, o shiach nisena ba'atzmo l'rishuso. Either he locks it, or he brings the animal in. And bring the animal in is also a mice. But the right? But he can do either or. Mizar Shagaz Bishokanach, etc. Vimichnis Lushusa Vanichnasa Meilelo. What the Nichnasa Meilel, the Nobu Faneh, does then Nami have a mice? The Yisod is Nobu Faneh, according to Rashi, that's also a mice. That's enough, but you need a mice. Machshav is not enough. Tosis in Bava Kama makes a similar statement. It's the same Gemara. There's a slight nuance of difference in the Tosis. Ein li ela biyada, says Tosis on Tzamachayim and Alvin Bavatama. Perish shegadlo biyada mamsh. Gagol chatzera. What case of gagol chatzera did you have b'neiva? Says Tosis, klomar, shehikisha b'makal mechatzera shel balabayis, v'nichnes ala gagol chatzera v'karpito. He hits it with a stick. Come on, Elsie. He hits it with a stick until it goes into his chosin. What's the difference between Rashi and the Tosfos? They both say that you have to do a mice in order to be chayav midin gzeila. Neither of them says that a machshava works, that kenyan is enough. What's the difference?
One is directly with the object, and the other is resulting.
Exactly. Tosfos is saying that you have to do a mice of the dover hagonav. You have to do a mice of the dover hagonav in the geneva itself. It's not enough to do a maisa that's external to the Dover HaGonav. You have to do a maisa in the chayfetz that you're stealing, says Tosfos. It's similar to Rashi, but very different. Very different. Very different. What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? They both say that you have to do a maisa in order to violate the Isser of Genev and Gzela. The Ktzos puts Genev and Gzela there together. Okay? What's the chiluk? Why do you have to do a maisa? Shouldn't it be enough just to acquire the object? Why should you have to do a maisa? Yeah.
Maybe they argue how strong of a role machshava plays in, so that Rashi, you don't need to, the machshava, maybe the action is coming and illustrating the machshava.
And baldic. Very good. That's one possibility. Meaning, what is Ellie say? Question is, both of them say you need a maisa, but what's the maisa doing? Is the maisa intrinsic to the geneva? It's part of the issa geneva? Or is the maisa not really intrinsic to the issa geneva? It's just coming to demonstrate that you want to steal it. According to Rashi, a maisa koldehu is enough, even if you don't do a maisa in a davar agonav. A maisa koldehu, nol b'fonehu, that's enough. Because nol b'fonehu demonstrates your kavona l'gzol. That's what the Ritva says in Gittin. Parak HaZoreg, the Gemara talks about kinyan chotze vis-a-vis get. I think we mentioned yesterday that your psukim for kinyan chotze, both by get and by geneva. So in Gittin, the Gemara talks about the pasuk vis-a-vis geneva. Zok the Ritva. This is on that by Zion and Aleph and Gittin. Page 2 in the Ktzos on page 1. The Ritva is on page 2. Umiu gabegana v'nochayv sh'nichnas el reshuso elim kei nol b'fanel. Why nol b'fanel? Says the Ritva, demuchecha milsa debiritzo novu. It's a hochacha. It's a heker that that's what you want. You have to, it's not there's a cause that you need ne'ila. You need a hacker. It has to be machshavto nikeres mitoch maisa, that we see that you want to steal it. We see that you want to steal it. Yeah. So that's what Rashi must hold. Rashi holds that the maisa is not intrinsic to the geneva. It's important, it's a t'nai, but what's the t'nai? The t'nai is we have to understand that you want to steal it. If we don't understand that you want to steal it, then you can't be chayiv for gzeira. And we know that being chayiv for gzeira is a very significant thing. Someone who's a gazlan, he's chayiv even the onsen. If something accidental happened to the object after that, he steals something, and then a flood came and it destroyed it. He's chayiv for that too. He's not like a shomer chinam or a shomer socher or a socher, he's chayiv the onsen. So it's very important to know if this guy should be called a goblin. Says Rashi, we have to know that you wanted to steal it. The thing just walked into the person's rishus, he didn't lock the door in the back of it, so we don't know that he wanted to steal it. That's not enough to be chayimot, that's not enough for the goblin to be chal. But Tosis apparently argues. Tosis apparently says something with the Rashi. Go ahead, don't go.
One leaving it there also show that you want to keep it?
Not always. Leaving something in its place doesn't always show that you want it. In the case of the animal, it doesn't always show. Because sometimes it's just not worth my hassle to kick it out. The animal will walk out.
No.
If I don't have machshava to steal it, I can't be chayav
even
daily.
If you know it's not your animal, right, and then you keep it there anyway.
Why am I keeping it there? Keeping it there because it's too much of a hassle. What, I should have to run into the property to kick the animal out? Make sure it leaves my property? I say, whatever the animal has, it's just like it came in. What came in will come out. Right? The comment that you're making is very important, but not for the chotzer. There are situations where my leaving it there might be very significant, because it really has no business being there. Like where? Not obvious enough. In my mouth. We're going to have to get back to that. Right? When it comes to the chatzah, what's the guy? The guy has to run around and kick every animal out that walks in? But that's a very important point. According to Rashi, it could be that something in my mouth, if I leave something in my mouth, whoa, that might be very significant, even though I didn't swallow it. Because that might demonstrate that I really want to steal the object. But keep in mind, Tosfos assumes that I have to do more than just demonstrate that I want to steal the object. I have to do a maisa because the maisa is intrinsic to the Issa Gneva, the Issa Gzela. Look at some of the other makaros, and then we'll come full circle tomorrow, and we'll put this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos back into our Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and we'll explain the Issa as well.